fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore with the second hour of the John Moore Show, coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 20th day of May, 2007. Welcome back. Talk a little bit about peace of mind. I came to an understanding of peace of mind as a young trooper in Vietnam, a 20-year-old soldier in Vietnam, when I came to understand that peace of mind was having a supply of food that was in my footlocker. Peace of mind was having a dozen full magazines of M14 ammunition for my M14. That was peace of mind in combat. Clearly it was. Peace of mind when it comes to preparedness can be any number of things. A cool, dark place where you've got a one-year supply of food for yourself and your loved ones. A supply of potable water that you control and you own. Maybe a case full of Amsoil lubricants and fuel additives so that you can keep your fuel octane up and keep your diesel fuel lubricating the engine, and keep your two-cycle implements running. It could be any number of things. I am, of course, an Amsoil dealer and encourage people to consider the benefits that Amsoil products bring to the table, which are considerable, by the way. Now, if you're on a farm or a ranch, you've probably got a number of two-cycle gas-powered engines, chainsaws, leaf blowers, maybe a little motorbike of some kind. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007, and that bumper music was for those of you over 50 years of age who remember the television police show Dragnet from the early 1950s, coming to you in living black and white. Fun program at the time. Looking back on it, it's pretty funny, but quality of the acting and the writing was pretty primitive by today's standards, but 50 years ago we didn't know any better. It was a lot of fun for us, especially those of us who were children at the time. This is the John Moore Show. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007, and we're here to talk about preparedness, talk about what it will help, what will help you be better able to care for yourself and your loved ones. I regard it a sacred responsibility to help care for those too young to take care of themselves or too old to take care of themselves. Now, the adults who are healthy, intelligent adults and won't pay attention and would rather spend their time and energy on watching professional sports or things that are, in my opinion, quite silly, God bless them. I wish them well. That's not where my interest lies. My interest lies in preparedness and helping you folks out there meeting and learning what you need to find out to get better prepared to deal with what's coming at us. So what is coming at us? There's any number of matters. There's no safe place in terms of safe from some type of event. It might be an earthquake, might be a hurricane, tornado, flooding. Those natural events are a threat to any place, any time. There's always the threat of a catastrophic economic collapse. If that was to happen, it won't be the 1930s depression all over again. That U.S. of A., as I recently wrote for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, that U.S. of A., only one generation removed from family farms, which was a polite and literate society, that U.S. of A. no longer exists. And a catastrophic economic collapse would be a very, very bad scenario to go through. We're hearing more and more reports from government agencies making serious preparations to deal with nuclear weapons going off in American cities. Now, it serves no point, and it serves no purpose, in my opinion, to dwell on whether a nuclear device is set off by a genuine, bona fide Islamic terrorist or set off by some other entity to be blamed on Islamic terrorists. That serves no purpose. The threats are clear and present, a clear and present danger from nuclear devices going off in one or more American cities. Clearly there is. Biological threats may be slightly less because it's hard to control these weapons. They're not very efficient and effective killers most of the time. They can be, but most of the time they're not. And, of course, there's other threats, but those are certainly some of the main ones. You meet these threats, first of all, by being spiritually prepared. We know from the observation of the POWs, American POWs in World War II, Korea and Vietnam, we know that the men and women who had a strong spiritual foundation prior to becoming a POW were the most likely to survive that experience. Those who did not were far less likely to survive. That is absolutely the foundation of survival, in my opinion. After that come skills. Not stuff, not tools and equipment and supplies, but skills. The skills of an emergency medical technician, the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a backpacker, the skills of a soldier, the skills of a farmer. Skills, skills, skills. The skills you cannot learn in a book, the skills that can only be learned by hands-on experience, requiring months, if not years, to become competent. And it's an ongoing thing. It never ends. There's always new skills to learn, and there's always skills to be kept up with. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I hope that didn't go out over the air. Anyway, this is a live call-in show. We do take your calls at 800-313-9443. I do need to catch up with Freeze Dry Guy and talk to him about my paper, No Need for Panic. He finally got his copy. I believe Freeze Dry Guy is a reader from previous conversations I've had with him. I'm pretty confident that he is. And talk to him about those, what this means for him and his loved ones, because we haven't talked about that yet. Freeze-dried guy is where the government buys their food. The federal government buys freeze-dried food from freeze-dried guy. They back up 18-wheelers to his loading docks, and they get the best quality at the best prices. You would be well advised to consider doing the same thing. Obviously, most of you aren't going to be backing up an 18-wheel semi-tractor trailer to his loading dock. However, if you have needs to be met in that area, give him a chance to compete in the free market for your business. He has a website, freezedryguy.com, and a toll-free number, 866-404-3663. The best quality at the best price. Do your shopping, make your comparisons, and you'll know. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have about 7 months left. Actually, 6.5 months left. 6.5 months left in this year. It'll be 2008. The knowledge I have, the knowledge I've been privy to, tells me if you want to build something of any consequence and have a commercial contractor do it, I'm not selling buildings, I don't represent any commercial contractors, it takes about a year to build something using the services of a commercial contractor. From the time you shake that man's hand until he hands you the keys, you're building a house, a concrete dome house to live in, or a normal house to live in, what we call a standard stick house, it takes about a year. If you want to have that structure complete by January 2009, and I would urge people to consider having whatever they're going to be doing done by then, you got 7 months to get your blueprints prepared, get your financing in place, meet that contractor, and begin construction. It's not a lot of time. These 6 months and 2 weeks will fly by. They will absolutely fly by. If you want to get a steam engine, Mike Brown is not running a huge factory. Mike Brown's steam engines are made in small quantities, about 10 at a time or so. Once people figure out that they need these, the small supply of steam engines will be gone pretty quickly. And that's true of many different things, but steam engines in particular, because there's no other place to get them unless you go to one of these antique steam shows, and that would not be the wisest thing unless you're a hobbyist. Dealing with a 100-year-old steam engine is going to require expertise beyond the ability of most people. Point being, to acquire skills takes time. To build a building using a commercial contractor takes time. To buy items like a steam engine is something that you won't necessarily be able to do when you want to do it. If you wait, if you hesitate, hesitation can be fatal. You need to commence, in my opinion, you need to commence acquiring skill sets that will help you, regardless of the crisis that may be facing us. It could be a local short-term crisis as a consequence of a hurricane, earthquake, flood, tornado. When I say short-term, a week or two before the authorities get in and can lend assistance. Or it could be a long-term crisis of years or even generations. The time to acquire those skills is now. And for example, if you want to sign up at your local junior college to acquire the skills of an emergency medical technician, typically those courses are offered 3 times a year at the beginning of semesters. Possibly only one time a year for entry level. Like where I happen to reside, entry level EMT courses are offered only in September. If you miss it, you got to wait till the following September. And that's the way it is. And you and I aren't going to change it. So I urge people to check out their local junior college and find out when the next EMT course begins so you can get that skill and acquire the equipment to go with it. The skills are not much use without the equipment and supplies to go along with it. Then you can really save a life. Next caller is on hold. We got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. Just a reminder, my website is thelibertyman.com. Our next caller is Bruce from Illinois. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, John.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to go to jpfo.org and read the two articles that you have up there. And also, Aaron Zellman is giving away a free download for a gunsmithing book on on bolt action rifles.
Yep.
And I encourage everybody to get that, because there's, even if you don't want to build your own bolt action rifle, there's a lot of information on there that could let you do some fine tuning on some feed rails and stuff like that, that I think would be very interesting.
It would be.
But to get back to your information that you have on the flooding and stuff.
Right.
Where I live, I'm 485 feet above sea level in southern Illinois.
Okay.
How is that going to pan out?
Well, according to the Navy, and not John Moore, according to the U.S. Navy, you're about as low as a person would even want to consider being. Now, 400 feet above sea level sounds a lot.
Uh-huh.
And under the conditions that recorded history the last several thousand years, it is high above sea level. What we're looking at coming at us, however, you're at you're about as close to sea level as I would even want to consider being.
Wow, that bad, huh?
It's scary.
I'm in a fairly decent area, but all of northern Illinois, like through Chicago and stuff, that's going to be underwater then.
Well, it will. A lot of northern Illinois, and of course Wisconsin comes right up to metropolitan Chicago. All of Wisconsin basically will be underwater, and a lot of Illinois near the Great Lake, near Lake Michigan, of course, will be damaged.
Uh huh.
And the Great Lakes are basically an inland sea already, but the Great Lakes will become a genuine inland sea, joining together and going all the way up to Hudson Bay.
Wow.
That's according to the U.S. Navy. It's not John Moore. That's the U.S. Navy saying that in classified briefings.
Well, see, I heard you say once before that, you know, a minimum 300. And I thought, well, you know, I would probably be safe because I know I'm at 485.
You can right be working.
Yeah, I'm between 485 and 515 on my property.
You could be worse off. And if you're comfortable with that, then God bless you. I would rather be about 800 feet above sea level myself.
Okay, in my entire county, the highest area is about 780, I believe. But it's
right.
Just a small area. And
right.
I don't know of any other. Now, what is the altitude of, what is the height of most of southern Illinois?
Well, a lot of Illinois is swampland, as you know.
Yes.
It's very flat and very swampy. And I don't have those altitudes memorized. But you're at great risk there, in my opinion. In fact, if you fly over the Mississippi River at about 3,000 feet, you can see where the river used to be. And they may help give you some clarification.
Okay, now see, I'm on the Indiana side of Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're near a major river, you may want to use Google Earth if you don't have access to a small airplane. Google Earth can give you a virtual flyover of wherever you're at, and there may be some help there.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting because I didn't realize that I'm actually that close. But I don't know of any place to go then in Illinois.
Southern Illinois is problematic. It's so flat.
Yeah.
And the altitudes above sea level are not in my comfort zone. It's the U.S. Navy has been telling these men in classified briefings for 20-plus years that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks are one of the known safe havens. And the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks run from 800 to 12 and 1400 feet above sea level, typically.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. So, like the area that you're in, you're probably safe, and the area that I'm in is very questionable. But the situation is, I might end up being an island, and then isolated to where I couldn't relocate.
Well, that certainly is a possibility. I can't deny that.
Huh. For the gentleman that called in that's looking for super custom gunsmith stuff, I realize another caller may have addressed that, but homegunsmith.com, which is, you know, where Frank Rodarus has his site.
Oh, right. Frank's there? Okay.
Yeah, homegunsmith.com has several extremely excellent machinist gunsmiths that go to that site, and if that man has access to the web to a computer and to the website for homegunsmith.com, he can log in and ask his question in the guru section. There's probably a good chance that one of half a dozen gunsmiths might be able to help him out if he can't find what he's looking for elsewhere. So.
Well, hopefully he's listening. I think he does have internet access because he's supposed to contact me by email.
Okay.
So hopefully he does.
Okay, well, John, I appreciate it. And I appreciate those stories that you have, sir, because you're obviously gifted.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and I am now a writer for Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and it's been a lot of fun to do so.
Yeah, in fact, maybe one of these days you can get Aaron on as a guest on the show because he's getting ready to have the...
Here's the deal. Mr. Zellman, Aaron Zellman, will be my guest as soon as he's ready to ship the new movie, The Gang, which, of course, I appear in that also.
Okay, well, good, because that was
soon.
Actually my next question.
It's going to be soon. It'll be soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate
it.
The break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. That, of course, was the theme song from the TV show Rockford Files, James Garner Rockford Files. I've been a private investigator since 1973. I'm still a private investigator. And out of all the TV shows and movies about private investigators, quite frankly, Rockford Files comes the closest to the real life and work that a private investigator does, out of all of them. I like to joke about Ferraris, beautiful women, and exotic places being the life and work of a private investigator. No, unfortunately, it's not. It's mostly routine stuff. The work of an investigator is routine stuff involving researching documents, finding people, taking statements. And James Garner did an excellent job of pretending to be what a private investigator does in real life. Our next caller is Monty in Texas. Monty, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm I'm just glad to talk to you. I really think you're really great, and you have a lot of information, and that's so superb. And so, I'm not calling to tell you or ask you anything. I'm just telling you that I appreciate you being on. And,
well, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You are really an inspiration. You do give a lot of information out, but also just the person that you are, I can tell that you're a quality person. So I really do appreciate you being on the air. That's totally cool.
Well, thank you, Money. We appreciate your comments, and we appreciate your support. Keep listening.
And thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. That was Money in Texas. I get calls and comments like this on email and so forth, letters all the time, ladies and gentlemen. And that's one of the things that makes all this worthwhile. It takes preparation to do this 2 hours every week. I spend a lot of time searching and for what will be helpful for you folks out there. And services and products, doing my research before I go on the air every week, writing the articles I'm writing for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and hopefully writing some new articles for this other outfit, the Concealed Carry Association of the United States. I think I said their name right. I hope I did. And I enjoy this. I like helping people. I've seen the consequences firsthand of war and terrorism. It's not a philosophical exercise for me. War is not a philosophical exercise for me. I don't wonder what war is like. I know. I know what it sounds like. I know what it feels like. I know what it smells like. So there's been some very realistic films made about war, The Longest Day and some others. The films, however, although there was an attempt back in the, I forget, 60s or 70s to bring the sensation of smell to the movie theaters, the sense of smell adds a whole new dimension to reality. And the smell of burning human flesh, the smell of fear, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't been there. The smell of fear is a real thing. The smell of explosives that have recently gone off. Now, these are no mysteries to me, ladies and gentlemen. And the consequences of not being prepared is no mystery to me. It caught a lot of people by surprise. It being Hurricane Katrina. Caught a lot of people by surprise. Those who were prepared did much better. Those who paid heed to the warnings. The warnings were up and running for days before that hurricane hit New Orleans. And don't blame FEMA. FEMA's mission statement is to provide training and support to the people who actually help the people. FEMA does not have buses to evacuate people. That's not their mission statement. The mayor of the city of New Orleans had control as mayor over quite a few school buses that could have evacuated a lot of people. He did not exercise that option because of the political consequences if the storm had turned away from New Orleans. He did not want to pay that price. That was a political decision on his part, not to evacuate those people using the school buses he had at hand. The consequences of not being prepared are very clear to me. The consequences can be anywhere from an inconvenience to fatal. It's a pretty wide scope there. Inconvenience means having to stay with friends or relatives or a motel for a period of time. The other end of the spectrum, of course, is losing loved ones or losing your own life due to not being prepared, not paying heed to the warnings. Hurricanes are are one of the more unusual events in terms of time frame. Because of modern technology, we know days in advance before a hurricane makes landfall. Usually 3 days, typically. We can watch, and I've done this many, many times. We can watch these storms form off the west coast of Africa and move across the ocean towards, you know, towards North and South America, the Western Hemisphere. So that's one of the easier things to pay heed to and take note of and get out of the way of. Despite that, despite the days of warning, most people, most of the time, won't do anything until the last 24 hours. Which is why you see the highways in Florida, the north-south highways, jammed up the last 24 hours before these storms make landfall. And it happens time and time and time again. It's pretty dependable. The human response of denial, and we're not talking about a river in Egypt, the human response and behavior of denial is something you can count on. Most people, most of the time, will not pay heed to what they know is coming at them, that being a hurricane, until the last moment. Now, that's something that's real and something that's tangible. When it comes to something less tangible, like economic crisis or an earthquake or a terrorist attack, when it comes to something less tangible, most people, most of the time, will do absolutely nothing. These are the same people. We're talking about just, you sit in front of, on a bench in front of Walmart, we're talking about just plain old Americans. That's who we're talking about. You sit on a bench in front of Walmart, you can observe these people come and go. When it comes to a tangible threat coming at them, they won't do anything until the last 24 hours. A tangible threat being a hurricane. When it comes to something less tangible, earthquakes, terrorist attacks, economic collapse, these same people will do the same thing and not do anything until the last 24 hours, which clearly, for these other threats, is way too little, way too late. Most combat veterans that I know are very uncomfortable in large crowds. I'm going to repeat myself. Most combat veterans that I know and are my friends and associates are very uncomfortable in large crowds. It's something that becomes part of us. At some level, we understand, at some level we know that a large crowd is a group that will not respond properly if something was to happen, some kind of emergency. A large crowd at a sporting event, an air show, doesn't matter what it is. Even a crowded bar. A large crowded bar, a large crowded nightclub. Most combat veterans I know are very uncomfortable in that environment. They will make sure they know where the exits are. Frequently, they will attempt to have seating near the exit, have a plan with whoever they're with, their spouse, their loved one, friends, to escape that facility if they need to. That's the way combat veterans think. That's the way combat veterans behave. They know that the world can change in minutes. It's part of who they are. It becomes part of who they are. It's part of the experience of living and surviving through combat. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. We appear to have the luxury of time, ladies and gentlemen. Luxury of time being possibly 20 months, 24, 30 months before abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels are something that's in our face. If we do, that would be a blessing. Every day, every week, every month is a blessing. It's more time to prepare and enjoy life. And I do enjoy life. I have a career. I have friends and family, grandkids. I do truly enjoy life and want to continue doing so. However, this time that we appear to have may be only an illusion. Will nuclear weapons go off in a major city in this, or any city in this country, soon? I don't know. There may be people who don't know. They haven't told me. Will there be an economic collapse because the Chinese government discontinues buying up our debt in the form of treasury notes and selling off the treasury notes they're holding, creating an economic collapse? Will there be a major earthquake in the center of this country? If the New Madrid Fault goes off multiple times, like it did in the period of 1811-1812, with 9 and 10-point earthquakes, it will literally cut this country in two. Fiber optics, natural gas lines, oil pipelines, bridges, power grid. It will literally cut this country in two. Interstate highways. Think about it. Ponder it. Understand that if you're not prepared, you and your loved ones will pay the price. If you're not prepared, you and your loved ones will be at risk and suffer the consequences, whether they're mild consequences or severe consequences. It's the ongoing theme of the John Moore Show to encourage people to consider the consequences and prepare accordingly. Make prudent preparations. Incorporate acquiring skills and supplies and equipment in your lifestyle, within your budget, as you can. Focusing on the highest priorities first. Spiritual preparation first. Acquisition of skills after that. Medical skills, communication skills, obviously the skills of being able to defend your loved ones with firearms, the skills of a farmer, the skills of a backpacker, and so forth. If you've got energy left over to fight political battles, God bless you. I spend some time doing that myself. That's why I write the articles I write for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. To make my contribution. I don't hold out a lot of hope for making any major political changes. I have friends, business associates ask me, who's going to be the next president, John? My response is, it does not matter. You think Ron Paul's going to be next president of this country? I'll send the tooth fairy over to give you a couple of wishes. Ron Paul will not be allowed to be the next president of the United States of America. That will not be allowed to happen. It will be interesting. It will be fun to support Ron Paul and have him have a bully pulpit to put out his message. Ron Paul is a neat guy, and he understands what the Constitution means, and he votes accordingly. Devote whatever you time and money you think is prudent to help this man have a bully pulpit and wake up the people he can wake up. Keep in mind, in my opinion, he will not be allowed to be president of the United States. That's just not going to happen. Ross Perot, God bless him. I did not support what he believes in. He's a statist. He would willingly put up our constitutional rights to a vote of the majority. That's a pretty scary thing. But he was independent. He had the ability to raise the money to get elected president of the United States, and he was slammed. They threatened his family. That's how they shut down Ross Perot. Pat Buchanan Pat Buchanan had the ability to get elected. He was stopped. I have inside information about what happened in those primaries. I was on a first-name basis with people very high up in his campaign organization. The people that helped him win Missouri presidential primary were personal friends of mine, and I was part of that effort. A man like Pat Buchanan will not be allowed to be a candidate of a major political party, Republicans or Democrats, either one. Ross Perot, same way. The Republican from Texas, the same way. Ron Paul will not be allowed to be the candidate of the Republican Party, period, end of story. As great a guy as he is, as neat a guy as he is, as wonderful as it would be, it's not going to be allowed to happen. The call number, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few minutes left, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 20th of May, 2007. We're getting close to the end of the show. My toll-free number is 866-965-3007. I'll say it again slowly. 866-965-3007. My two articles, No Need for Panic and the Department of Defense Abrupt Climate Change Report, are $9 for both, postpaid. I do take MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal. People mail me cash wrapped up in aluminum foil. They send me money orders. I haven't got any by trying to pay yet in fresh eggs or rabbits or squirrels yet, but out here in the Ozarks, that's the way business used to be transacted pretty commonly. You need these articles. If you don't have these articles, you need these articles. The Department of Defense report was published several years ago. We've now been able to track their predictions and see they're coming true. My article is a highly condensed piece of research that's been getting good reviews from a number of sources. The two audiences that understand this very quickly are combat veterans of any war and police officers who've been on the streets doing real police work in tough neighborhoods for several years or more. That's the two audiences who instantly recognize what I talk about in my article, No Need for Panic. I've had several sheriffs read my article. One sheriff said, John, I couldn't sleep for two nights after I read your article. This is an elected official and a sheriff of a county in Missouri. It's scary stuff. Granted, it is scary stuff. Reality can be pretty tough. Raw intelligence can be pretty rough. It can be pretty rough and pretty brutal. Raw intelligence that goes against a closely held belief will be rejected by most people most of the time. I understand that. And I understand that I can wake up who I can wake up, and those who can't be reached can't be reached. And I go to sleep quite well every night, knowing I've done my best to inform friends and family, you listeners out there, anybody and everybody that I can, reach them and let them know what the real deal is. And if they reject the information, I have no emotional stake in the outcome. I know I've done my best. That's all any man can do. I know I've done my best. That's it for this week. I had fun. It went fast. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio. Frank Whelan's the fastest 4 hours. My website's thelibertyman.com. You all be safe out there. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. God bless you all, and God bless America. With